There my home shall be. We are standing on holy ground, and I know that there are angels all around. Let us
There had been an evangelist from Brazil that went into Portugal with a tremendous divine healing ministry. But just before he left Brazil, he had been introduced to the message. And he believed it was truth, but he left before he got any depth in the message. And as he moved around Portugal, his ministry was so powerful that it soon became that he could go to any high school and walk in and tell who he was, and he would be immediately invited to speak because they had put a picture of him in the school books and talked about it under the religious section of divine healing, and he was the example of a man who believed in divine healing. And so he was drawing a really nice crowd. And so then he had a brother in Florida that he contacted and says, okay, I've got a group gathered, but he says, I know that me taking them to divine healing is not where I want to stop. He says, I want them to know the message of the hour. He says, who do you think we can get to come? So his brother knew Brother Charlie McDonald. We all remember him. He was here with us for quite some time. So he contacted Charlie, and Charlie contacted me to see if we could go over together. So Brother Charlie McDonald, myself, and Brother Franco in 1995 went into Portugal and introduced the message there. And our brother Paulo is one of the results of that. His dad his dad received the message just wonderfully. That's Brother Fernando. He's been to a few of our family camps. You may remember him. And his wife Maria just standing solid with him. And then Paulo has an older brother named George and a younger sister named Olivia. And all three of those kids work translating the message into the Portuguese language, just as dedicated as they can be. And Paulo, he does our global answers, and he also works with getting Brother Branham's messages translated. And then his older brother and younger sister proofread what they're doing. And then, they, of course, now they crank it on to the hub there at Cloverdale Bible Way. Well, I'm thinking of it, by the way, our pastor will be back in town tomorrow, so he'll be with us Sunday. And that's one of the reasons Paulo is speaking for us tonight. He was originally planning to leave Thursday next week, so I was going to ask him about taking the pulpit on Wednesday next week, but his schedule got changed and he's leaving on Wednesday next week. So it was either tonight or not at all. Yeah, so I very much wanted him to speak to you, share his testimony, and then share whatever is on his heart. So he's got a little bit of both. And so once word got around that he was here and that he was willing to minister, well, we got him going to the Barn of Riches tomorrow night at 7:30. So all the 18 up singles, we sure want you to come and hear Brother Paulo. And then he's taking Friday morning, he's taking the chapel service over at the Bible Believer School over there. So he said, we're going to work here while you're here. So I hope you'll pull real good and make Brother Paulo very welcome. And let's hear what our Portuguese translator's got to say. Brother Paulo.
Greetings, everyone. In the name of Jesus Christ. It's very special for me to be here. I remember I was a child and I raised with those cassettes, VHS, playing there, you know, all those songs. I Want More of Jesus, you know, I remember that. And, well, it's very special to be here. I want to greet you, every one of you. And also the people on the internet. I know my family is watching now. It's, I think, 1 a.m. there. But I know they are watching. They have this zeal. So it's very good. Appreciate it. Well, you heard why I'm here, so I just skip that part. I want us to stand just a little moment to read in Psalms 140, verse 13, if you would, please. And it says, verse 13, Psalms 140. Surely the righteous shall give thanks unto thy name, the upright shall dwell in thy presence. Amen. You may be seated. May the Lord add his blessings to his word. I want to ask that you please bear with me because it's the first time I'm preaching in English. Please bear with me. Actually, it's the first time I'm preaching out of my out of our church in Portugal. So I want to share, this may be different from what you are used to. I want to share just a little update on my work, a little testimony, and then share some thoughts on the word as the Lord leads. So this is our place in Portugal. This is our church there. Our congregation has about 10 to 15 people. This is in Porto. Portugal is the second city in the north of Portugal. So you can see there is my father and my youngest brother, Daniel, also. We have two brothers and one sister, so we are four. If you look down in the bottom left-hand corner, it's Brother Barry Koff. He was there in the 1st of May this year, and it was a very good visit that we received. We appreciate Brother Barry, what the word, and also what he made us to see about translations and all those things. He really helped us, and we are really thankful to him. I want to thank you, Brother Barry and Brother Lonnie, for the invitation. That's why I'm here. So, in fact, I translate Brother Branham's sermons. And now, just maybe 2 months ago, they are beginning to go into the Message Hub website, www.messagehub.info. So, as you can see, that orange button says Portuguese, and there's another that says Portuguese B. So Portuguese is the European Portuguese. Portuguese B stands for Brazil. That's a different kind of Portuguese. So I'm not sure if you can see that, but there's 10 messages found. So there's the number of books we have now, 10 books already. But there's one more just coming. It's really soon, and maybe two more in the nearby future. We are working on that. So these last two messages were updated on the 3rd of September. Yeah. All right. As you know, I also translate Global Answers. So far, I've done 67 DVDs. Programs. Amen. Why am I doing all of this? It's a question you may ask. Well, I will answer this question with my testimony of starting to preach. So it's kind of a pattern in my life. Well, when I was 7 years old, I told to my mom, "Hey, I want to be a pastor." Don't ask me why. You know, 7 years old, just. I mean, with pastor, I would mean a preacher, you know. That was the only thing I knew. We only had one preacher, and it was a pastor, so I said that. About 7 years later, something, maybe around 14, the Lord started to deal with me, you know, in my life, you know, in the age of accountability. And, you know, after that, I have been seeking the Lord more and more, you know, like all believers. And then at the age of, say, 21, yeah, about a year ago, we had this youth meetings in our church. Well, actually, it was maybe only my family, you know, me and my brothers there. But anyway, it's a youth meeting anyway. And, well, it was, I would come there and say some things, you know, and wow, in some time, I would say different things. After some time, I would start to kind of preach for about 20 minutes, you know. And then, well, it was natural. About at the age, maybe I would say a year ago, at the age of 21, my father came to me and said, I asked, do you want to preach? And, okay, I could not say no. Just, okay, yeah, let's go for it. Well, that's why I'm here with Lonnie. Heard me speaking a little bit, and are you a preacher? And I said, hey, I could not lie, you know. I said, yeah, I preach sometimes. And then he said, later on the evening, on Monday, do you want to take Wednesday service? And I was kind of, yeah. So here I stand. It's kind of pattern, you know, in my life. God just naturally starts doing things in my life. So, yeah, that's why I translate. You know, in, let's say, 2009, Berlani sent an email to my dad. We have these programs, Global Answers, I think. You could translate. And then my father came to me, and I was getting good in English, you know, that time. And he asked me, look, we have this thing that needs to be done. Do you want to be a part of it? Do you want to translate? And I said, well, I'll try. And I want to thank Brother Franco. No, where it is now. Okay, he helped me. He helped me so much. It took me about a year to get my first program ready. 1 year. Wow. But, well, now we have 67. Okay, good. And, you know, I was finishing first 10 programs, and I thought, I was just overdubbing and putting my voice on it. And then I thought, well, I kind of don't like this. For me, I mean, I would prefer to see some subtitles there, you know. Would be nice for me as a person. So if I found that, if I think that, maybe some other people overseas would think that too. So I got in more work and just got in trouble with that. You know? And I do subtitles and voiceover. It's a lot of work. But, well, actually to do a program, it takes me about, it's 28 minutes, right? So it takes me about 7 hours to do one. But, okay. To translate a message, let's say a message of 2 hours, it may take me 25 hours to translate it. So if I have a full week available, I need 5 days, 5 hours a day. Of course, it's not in a row. You cannot do that just in a row of 5 hours translate. You just cannot do that. Just have to do a couple of hours, stop, another hour, stop, just like that. And, well, then we have a proofreading process. It's a kind of complicated thing also, because we have all the people you heard, my brother, my sister, even my mother, and then my father just gives, let's say, the final word on it, reads in Portuguese, sees, is this Does the prophet say this? That's strange. Yeah. Oh, we discussed that. Well, and we have some different kinds of proofreading, you know, just reading in English, reading in Portuguese, is that good? Hearing in English and reading in Portuguese, that really helps. Yeah. And, okay, on my way over here, I was last weekend on Brother Barry's Coffee's church in Hickory, North Carolina. And I was there for special meetings, and he gave me a hub printer to take back to Portugal, to our church. And what is exactly a hub printer? A hub printer is a printer that prints those messages on the hub, because they are in the template that as soon as you have a hub printer, you get a book. So I have... it works. So, this is a church order 1958 that's on, over on the internet. And this is a small book. Took me 1 minute to print this. And fold and bend and staple and do the margins right. This is a thick book, Future Home, 1964. Took me 2 minutes. That really works. It's a blessing for us. We can have the message to the people just like that. Wonderful. Whoa. He gave me a laptop, I want to thank you. And an external hard disk to put all those global answers and all translations. Yeah, I was really, really blessed there. And I want to thank you also, Brother Lonnie, for his hospitality. I'm being blessed. Amen. I'm also in college studying translation. Hard guess. English, Spanish, and Russian. But my Russian is not that good. Yet. All right. What can I say more? Just wanted to share this testimony, little testimony with you. I mean, it's not the man, you know. It's just God has a way of doing things. And God uses the man to do things, you know. And I'm feeling that in my life. And I mean, who am I? I mean, just an ordinary person. But God has a way. You know, sometimes I see things and, I think just like, I can't do this. It's too much for me. I can't bear this. And I think, Lord, I'll just step aside and let you do the work. Just do, Lord. I can't do this. And, I grab my Bible, you know, just see the drama now. And I look over to Exodus. And God told Moses, I have heard the cry of my people. I'm going to descend and deliver them of the Egyptians. And then Moses went down to Egypt. So God chose to use the man. Amen. And then we continue and we go over to Judges 6:12, and it says, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him, this is Gideon, and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. So God works with man, right? We know that. That's a pattern. And we are thankful that in these last days we had a man mighty, used by God. Amen. And I see those people there in Africa, in Mozambique, and they need... I mean, I'm able to read in English, but they are not. And they have translations saying Portuguese, but they cannot understand. It's not their fault. And looking that, I mean, just what can I do to help them? What can I do? And in the meantime, the Lord just had a way. Amen. So, Romans 10, verse 8 says, "But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach." Preaching the word of faith. Mouth, heart. "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus," confess with the mouth, catch that, "the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead." So let's have a pattern here. Confess with the mouth the Lord Jesus. Believe in the heart that God really raised him from the dead. Amen. Then thou shalt be saved. And to confess what is in your heart, you need your mouth. And your mouth just speaks it. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. So mouth, heart, remember that. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. So what is really in our hearts is confessed by our mouth. And that is made unto salvation. Amen. Amen. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed." So to confess, you cannot be ashamed, right? To confess the word, to live the word. Because if you are confessing, you are confessing, as the scriptures say, what is in your heart. And what is in your heart is what you believe, right? So speaking what you believe is confessing what you believe. And you cannot be ashamed for that, as the scriptures say. And then that is made unto you unto salvation. Amen. Things that are to be. 1965. Jesus Christ is by faith. So, what is in our heart has to be by faith. If we have the word in our heart. Because Jesus Christ is the word. Not what you can scientifically prove, but what you believe. Amen. Let's continue on. "I can't scientifically prove you tonight in this building that there is a God, but yet I know he is here." Okay. How? "But by my faith vindicates it." Wow. So, if we have faith in our belief, Jesus Christ, in our heart, amen, he's here. Amen. Wow. "My faith vindicates it." It's tremendous. "Abraham could not scientifically prove to you that he was going to have a baby to that woman. And there are nearly 100 years, but his faith confirmed it." Amen. Amen. Let's see what the science said. Didn't need any scientific proof. Why, the doctor would say, "The old man is crazy. Out here saying he's going to have a baby by that woman. Him 100 years old. And her 90. But you see, God said so. So I don't take science. It takes faith. So faith in the heart, expressing our confession, makes Jesus Christ right here, living among us. Amen. Takes faith to believe God's word, not science. So our schools and things, says Brother Branham, are a blow-up. You know what? I had, before I came to translation, When you in Portugal, I'm not sure it's here. In Portugal, when you get to the 10th grade, when you go into the 10th grade, you have to choose an area to study. So I chose science. I don't know why. And then in the end of the 12th grade, you have to choose the area in college, what kind of course you will take. That was always a big problem for me, to choose which area. Well, I tried one, biomedical engineering. Wow. Okay, I was not happy. Really, I was not happy. The atmosphere, the school, the teachers, it was far from home. After the first year, I quit. I changed to another kind of engineering, like electronic engineering. Well, at the same time, I started working on a restaurant, on a pizza, at hard work at night. It was really tough for me. I could not follow the university. It was a very nice university, very big. I think it's top 10 in the world, something like that. Wow, it was really all the kinds of material they had there, you know, just wonderful. But I could not make it. And then I decided, you know, I'll just stop college. Just stop for a year. I had this basic studies on pipe organ running, and I decided to finish that for a year. I finished that and worked on the same time. And then, well, I became nice at languages. I started translating Global Answers. I started kind of proofreading the message, you know, just starting. And then after that year, well, I'm going to translation. Amen. I'm doing so good there. Wow. I don't want to say this, but I'm top one in my university. Sorry. It's just a testimony. And by faith, believe Jesus Christ, the Son of God, tonight and accept Him. He's the one. He's the one. Okay, let's keep this in mind. Hebrews 3:1. Herefore, holy brethren, holy brothers, holy sisters, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. What is a profession? What is to profess something? It is to say. It is a confession. Amen. Partakers of the heavenly calling, consider, let's see this. So, brethren, it's brothers and sisters, holy, heavenly calling. I have a nice quote here about this. I don't like to read much, but so I'll give some parentheses all around. So this is in the message, get the people to believe. But I said that the Lord said that these things that would take place would come from Him, that He sent me to, not to heal people, but watch. He said, you were given a gift. Now, when you talk about the gift, there is no such a thing. That's unscriptural, the gift. 1 Corinthians 12 said, gifts, plural. So there's no the gift. It's a gift. See? And it might be one work one way, another through teaching the word, through something else, through translating, through playing instruments. You have a nice group here. Enjoy. Through taking care of the library. I don't know. It's a gift you have. It's a natural thing you do. You don't need nobody to teach it to you. You don't need nobody to tell you. that you must do. It's a gift. It was always in you. And you just express it, confessing, you know? Or however it is, knowledge and all these things. It works with the healing. It's faith in healing. Healing, that's what it is. And now you don't have to wait to be a minister to do that. You don't have to wait to be a deacon. You don't, only thing you have to do is have faith in God, and that's the rule. Amen. So why wait for something that you can do for God? Why wait for someone to tell you, look, we need this, please? Man, there's a gift. There might be a gift in you that you can use just naturally. Well, it has been that way all my life. Just that way. Things that are to be. At the beginning, when the world had its birth, when God put back the water first off the earth, like He did the water from the mother's womb, there was a world born. We know this. Yes. And people begin to live on it when God put them on there. And then they began to sin. Remember, this is a plan. And it was baptized, the earth, by immersing in the days of Noah. So there's a pattern here. Was born, removed the water, began to sin, was baptized by immersing. Amen. Then it was sanctified by the blood of the Creator dropping upon it. I believe dropping is like this, right? Like in drops. All right. Dropping. And now that's the way you come. So, that's the way you come. I come. There's a person's birth. We live. We begin to sin. We are baptized by immersing and then sanctified by the blood of the Creator dropping. Wow. You were baptized for the remission of your sins. You confessed your sins before God. And He forgave you for it. Amen. And He was baptized to show that you had been forgiven. Confessing to the people. Wow. Confessing. Showing to the world. So it's a part of our path to confess what Jesus Christ did for us and is doing for us. It's a part of our walk. Remember that. Confessing to the people that you had been forgiven. So you must not be ashamed, remember. Confessing to the people, showing to the world that you believe that Jesus Christ died for you. He took your place, and now you stand in His place, says the prophet. He became you that you might become Him. So, well, let's stop for a second. So, what Jesus Christ did for us, He stood for us. He showed His love for us. He was not ashamed of us. And then, we, as a part of our walking, of our path in the Word, because remember, confessing is expressing your belief. Is expressing the faith you have. So, if you have the Word in you, you then will confess the Word. So, you have to stand like Jesus. What does that mean? It means You stand for him. You profess, you confess your love for him, and you cannot be ashamed of him. Amen. Can you see the connection? He became you that you might become him. That means that you have to stand, that you have to profess, confess your belief, and then be not ashamed of him. And you have to show your love for him the same way he showed his love for us. Amen. Let's look at an example of confession in the Word. St. John 11:21. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord. She said unto Jesus, Lord. So, an Israelite would come call someone Lord? Let's look at Paul, Israelite. Acts 9:5, Paul said, Who art thou, Lord? As he met that great light, the pillar of fire, he understood, Lord. Who art thou, Lord? Let's look at another, an Israelite where there is no guile, Nathanael. John 1:49 says, Nathanael answered and said unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, the King of Israel. Wow, at that time, what a confession. Wow. Okay, so we have three examples here. Let's look at another one from another perspective. Paul said, Who art thou, Lord? Martha is saying, Lord. Nathanael said, Thou art the King of Israel, the Son of God. Okay, what Judas said? Matthew 26:22. They were exceeding sorrowful and began every one of them to say unto him, Lord, is it high? Lord, all the disciples, because Jesus said, One of you will betray me. Lord, is it high? Then Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, Master, is it high? There's a different confession here, is it? Paul said, Who art thou, Lord? Martha saying, Lord. Nathanael said, You are the Son of God, King of Israel. The disciples said, Lord, is it high? Every one of them, Judas said, Master, is it high? Different confession, different fruits. Amen. Let's carry on. Martha said unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. But I know, watch, this is all part of the confession, but I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Good. Jesus said unto her, Thy brother shall rise again. So the answer of the confession was, Thy brother shall rise again. Amen. 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 I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She said unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God. The same confession again. Amen. And, yes, she was not ashamed. What happened next? Jesus said, Take away the stone. So, it carried on. Take away the stone. And Martha said, what we know, he thinketh 4 days, Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, remember this pattern of confession. It's believing, then the mouth will confess and profess what is in the heart. It's about to believe. So, thou shouldn't see the glory of God if thou wouldest believe. In the times of trouble, in the times of affliction, God will remember us of our confession. Wow. Amen. And then, okay, if we stand for our confession as we read, stand for, as the prophet said, stand for the confession, believe, what happened next in this story? We know the story. They took away the stone. Lazarus came forth, and the dead came forth. Just like that. That simple. Amen. So, we have a pattern here. Believing and confessing. Do not be ashamed. Remember that. That's an important part. The scripture says that he is the high priest of our confession. What does that mean? Well, when you confess and it's sincere, God will take care of it. You know, you will be the only one that will take that with him. You will deal with it, with your confession, as the high priest did. What you confess and believe, act upon it. What does that mean? Just take your life doing so. Let your life do so. Let's do that. Our life, confessing, believing, then may we start doing so. May we start acting upon it. Amen. Believe. Stand with it. And God will bring you out. Amen. But the prophet of God says, you know, he loves to test us. Amen. Amen. He loves to see the reaction of your faith. Okay. Did you know that? We know that. God likes to see how you will react. When you say, oh Lord, I believe you. Thou art my Savior. I believe that you are healer. I believe that you are the one who gives the Holy Spirit. The one that gives. So he's the one, remember. The one who gives the Holy Spirit. And the things that I am requiring. You are the God who gives that. And then when you confess all your sins and promise God what you will do if he will let you get well, for instance. And then because it don't help you run off like a coward somewhere, God can't use that. So, you have to believe, you have to confess. Your mouth will confess what is in your heart, what you believe, but you have to stand for it. You have to act upon it. Okay? Let's take that. It's that simple. There's no way for him to use you. If you run, you have to stand for him. You must not be ashamed of him. All right? There's no way for him to answer you because he only answers by faith. So, believe in the heart. Takes about faith. Takes that. Confessing with the mouth. All right? So our mouth will speak about what is in our heart. Remember that. So if we are not ashamed of Him, then, and then we confess Him, and then, okay, God can use that. God sees your faith, my faith. God uses us in such a way that we never thought it would be. He only answers by faith. Not just a few weeks ago, I had a problem in this finger here. So I could not feel this last part of the finger. You know, and it was bothering me a little bit because if I would touch something, it would be strange. But, you know, just a little finger. How am I going to pray for God for this? What? Just, okay, it will pass. Well, it didn't pass for a while. And I was, you know, I want to translate and typing, you know, this was bothering me. You know, but just a little finger. Wow. And I said, it seems I will have to ask God for this. You know, just I'm right-handed. So it was on the left. So, I mean. Well, okay, let's go for it. Lord. Just a little, I mean, it's bothering me. But how am I going to ask? Oh, I'm sorry, Lord. I'm bothering you. I'm sorry, you know. I just a little finger. And then something told me, you know, if you do not have faith for that, how will you have faith for major things? If you do not have faith for a little finger, how will you have faith for other things? I mean, God can do anything. Anything. Just ask with faith. You know, and that touched me in such a way that I said, okay, it's done. And it was done. Just like that. Done. Over. No more pain. Just like that. Okay. Yeah, I was so happy, man. I could use my faith for a finger. Wow. You know, I have faith for little things, you know. Then, well, you know, it's just, I'm talking about me, it's only a testimony, but I think it happens with all of us. Then God can use us for things, you know, higher and higher and higher. Look what 1 Corinthians says. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. I'm not talking about fingers exactly now. Or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now, ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. Yeah, that's right. So, little things all together create major things. Amen. Little things all together, that's a big thing. So little things in our life, if we could have faith for that and do not despise that, little things will build something. Amen. But covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way. Amen. Little things, and God will show us. Can you see the word here? Gifts. It's a gift inside of you. So you don't have to wait. Probably. Probably it's in you all. Right now, that faith to create something excellent in an excellent way. Little things that all together will make, it's the scripture, excellent, more excellent way. Watch the order of the word, and you shall receive it, shall have it. First, you believe, you've got. First, you believe, you've got. Remember confession was believing, you know, confessing. Amen? Stand for it, act upon it. All right. You believe you've got it, then it will be given you. And when you come, make your confession. Believe God. Believe that He will do it and is under obligation to do it. So if you take this pattern for your life, if we take that, so we believe that it will be given as we believe. We believe, our belief is the base of our confession. And then we come. We make our confession. We are not ashamed of Him. We make our confession. We believe that He will do it. And He's under obligation to do it. He's under obligation to do it. He's His word. If the word says so, He is His word. He cannot deny His word. Yeah? God is worth no more than His word is. Wow. God is worth no more than His word is. So His word have a value, and the value of God is no more than that. Yeah, because God is His word. John chapter 1. No man is worth any more than His word is. And God is infallible. That's why He's under obligation to do it. Amen. He cannot lie. His word is true. And we just accept Him by His word and believe it's got to happen. It's got to happen. So I'm about to finish. Let's just bear in mind this. Keep in mind, please, if you would. So there's something in our heart, something that we believe. Somebody put that in our heart. We are here for a purpose. We are not here by chance. There's a purpose in everything in our lives. There's a purpose. Remember that. I remember that many times. It helps me a lot. There's no way that things would happen randomly in our lives. No way. So there is something in your heart that God placed it there. Something in your heart. Then that's your belief. That's what you believe. And then what happens next? Then you have naturally, it's like a gift, you have naturally to confess it. And when you confess it, you know inside of you that it is true. You are confessing your belief. You really think that is truth. That is something real to you. You can stand for it. Amen. And then you confess it. And if you stand for it, if you act upon it, remember what God said. If you believe His word, if that belief that you have is His word, and I believe we have His word in our hearts, that's why we are here. And if we have that word in our heart, and that is our belief, we will act upon it. We will show our love for Him like He one time also showed love for us. That's why we are here. Amen. So we act upon it. We work based on it. All our life is based on it. It's our core belief. It's something we have inside us that makes us live, makes us breathe. Amen. Gives us food. Gives us everything we want. Because God is under obligation. He put that belief in you. He's under obligation to respond to that. Amen. And doesn't he respond? Doesn't he? Yes. Amen. I want to finish for now. This is my testimony. I mean, that's the way I am. I'm sorry. I don't know what to say more. Sorry. I'd like to finish in prayer, if you would. If you could stand a little bit, just for a word of prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for your pattern. Lord Jesus, we are so thankful and we love you so much. Lord. One time, you stand for us, Lord. You stood for us. And you loved us so much and you were not ashamed of us. Lord, in the past, Lord, we may have sinned, made mistakes. Then there was a time in our lives that you start working through us. We are so thankful, Lord. You brought us so far till here, Lord. May you continue to work on us, Lord. Lord, we know you can do all things, Lord. May this testimony be a blessing in people's heart, and the ones that are watching this and will watch in the future. Lord, I'm just one that wants you to use, Lord. No more than that, no less than that. I just want you to use me. And I believe that tonight you are here, Lord. You know, our faith proves you are here. We are so thankful that you respond always to your word. Thank you, Lord. It's our prayer tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
Did you enjoy that?
Amen.
Amen. I appreciate the zeal. You know, as he was speaking, I was just thinking how good it is when God can get a hold of a heart young. You know, and there's a purity about that when there's not hasn't been drugged through the world, and I mean, he may have had his time in the world, I don't know, but there's just a purity about, you know, young hearts given to God and complete surrender. And he's carrying a full load at college and translating messages and all that, and you think, well, you know, we really don't have much excuse, do we? You know, we use the excuse of, oh, I'm just too busy. But there's no such thing as being too busy. There shouldn't be, anyway. We shouldn't be too busy for God. One thing he was talking about is when he's talking about confession, Brother Branham made the statement, you know, in that quote that he read, that he's obligated to act upon our confession. Well, it's not necessarily our confession that he's obligated to. He's obligated to his word. And when we start confessing his word, we empower his word in our lives. And he said, you have not because you ask not. Well, then often I think we do without because maybe we didn't want to ask, whether it's a pinky finger or whatever the case may be. You know, sometimes if our hearts condemn us not, then we have faith. But if our hearts condemn us, then we can't go to him. And I just think that it's we should go to him with everything. And then once we've asked, we should start confessing what we want. If you're having a problem with a negative testimony, according to the scriptures, out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. It's obviously not a confession problem, it's a heart problem. So if you're having some negative things coming forth from your mouth, look a little deeper. The problem's at the heart. And I just want, you know, change my heart, oh God, which should be our prayer. So let's just sing that song this evening. Change my heart, oh God, make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God, may I be like you. Sing that again. Change my heart, oh God. It ever true. Change my heart, oh God. May I be like you. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Father, it's been good to be in your house this evening. Lord, we want our confession, Lord, to match your word in every area of our life. God, we just want to be able to take a hold of the faith that you've placed within our hearts. And Lord, we want to confess with our mouths your word, that you could bring it to pass in our lives, Lord. For if we don't confess it, you're bound. Your hands are tied if we don't confess it, Lord Jesus. We just want to confess your word. Just want to believe you for the big things and the little things in our lives, Lord Jesus. But we just pray, Lord, that you would just bless Brother Paulo as he goes on with his life and as you continue to develop his ministry, and may you just bless him completely, Lord. As he surrenders and gives himself to you, God, just pray that your blessings would be on his life. We ask that you'd go with us tonight, Lord. May we be reflections of you, Father, in our work areas where we work, at school, wherever the case may be, Lord, may we reflect you to a lost and dying world. Lord, the people that work around us, whatever level of Christianity they may have in their own lives, Lord, may we create a thirst by our lives, Lord Jesus, as we testify and confess you before men. Just pray that you'd live through us, Lord God. May people see Christ in us. Lord, we're the last stand on earth. Christianity. We're the only Bible some people will ever read. For truly we are written epistles read of all men. Go with us now, we ask. Give us traveling mercies as we go to our homes. God, may we ponder these things that we've heard tonight, Lord Jesus. May we remember, Lord, that what we confess we can have. But Lord, in our hearts, if our hearts are right before you, Father, then our confession will match your word. So we just continue to say, change our heart, oh God. Go with us each one. We give you all the praise and all the honor for your worthy, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. He became me. You're dismissed as we sing this. He became me that I might become him by grace. He became me that I might become him by grace. For he took my place that I through his love could take his. He became me that I might become him by grace. He became me that I might become him by grace. He became me that I might become him by grace. For he took my place that I through his love could take his. He became me that I might become him by grace. One more time. He became me that I might become him by grace. He became me that I might become him by grace. For he took my place that I through his love could take his. He became me that I might become him by grace. I saw
I saw love.